Female Advocacy, The Standpoint, has condemned a statement made by the MP for Daboya, Makarigu Nelson Abudubani, on the floor of Parliament, calling for women who commit adultery to be punished by stoning to death. The Standpoint, which has as its agenda the protection of women and the vulnerable in society, demands the MP apologizes to the women of Ghana and all men who value womanhood. The Standpoint again adds its voice to calls for Nelson Abudubani to resign immediately. We are joined on the line by the CEO of Standpoint, Gifty Anti. Welcome to Radio Ghana News, Gifty.
Thank you very much.
So now, why is the Standpoint so mad about the MP statement?
We are mad because that statement is so irresponsible. It is coming from an ignorant-minded person and very chauvinistic. Very, very chauvinistic. To think that in modern-day Ghana, a country led by President John Mahama, president of ECOWAS, well-respected, look at the statement he went to give at the UN quite recently, applauded by all. Look at what he talked about in terms of gender development in his country, Ghana. And we have a member of parliament, not just any ordinary man. It's bad enough for any man to say that. But a member of parliament saying it on the floor of parliament, that a woman who commits adultery should be stoned to death. And even goes further to explain on radio that he doesn't mind or he doesn't care if his wife is stoned to death for adultery.
So what's your viewpoint on it?
That it's very responsible. That he should be made to retract. If it's captured in the hands that it must be expelled from it. The Speaker of Parliament must call him to order to apologize and retract it. He should go and beg his and apologize to his mother if she's alive. If the mother is dead, he should go to the graveside and apologize. And apologize to Ghanaian women and Ghanaian men who value women. Because this cannot be tolerated in our country, Ghana.
Yeah, I understand your standpoint and your view on it, but what will be the Standpoint's view, I mean your program's view, on the men who commit adultery? Because I know it's not only women who commit adultery.
If we are to go by, I mean, I don't even want us to go by the standards of, this member of parliament, because it's just not human. There's nothing human about that. But my point is, listen, we are all different. If your husband cheats on you as a woman and you can't take it, leave. If you can't deal with it. As a man, if your wife cheats on you, if you can't take it, let her go. Leave her. If you can't deal with it. That is how human beings behave. There's something called communication. There's dialogue. There's agreement. Sit down and talk about it. If you think it's too much, you can't deal with it, let the partner go. Let the partner go. Nobody is your property. Let me ask you, somebody should ask him, even if his dog bites him, will he stone his dog to death? How much more a human being?
Yeah, so what happens if your demand is not adhered to for him to apologize?
Well, then, we know the kind of people that we have in our country, the kind of men we have. That we will advocate and actually agitate and make sure that he doesn't win his seat. We will continue to fight and let women understand that they should not tolerate anything like that. And interestingly, this afternoon, the program we are showing is Choosing a Partner. We are going to continue to educate our young ladies to know that they should not make the mistake of choosing a partner like that MP. Any man who has the characteristics or any psyche or thinking like that MP should not be considered by any woman who is thinking about marriage. So we deliberately repeat that. We've aired that program before, but we are deliberately repeating it this afternoon. So we will continue to educate our ladies. We know not all the men are this. The men are not like that. There are some very sensible men, very educated men who know the worth of women. That's why we are calling on them to also stand up and speak up. We are calling our Muslim leaders to also stand up and speak up and explain how the Sharia law works. You see, the fear, my dear, is that this man this man, this MP, has people who look up to him, who support him, and may take whatever he says and implement it in their own way. We are not in every village. Just last week, the program we did was on abduction. Abducted young girls in the northern part of the country, 8 years, 9 years, being abducted for marriage.